In July 1914, I paid my first visit to the Agnes Scott campus to discuss with Dr. Frank H. Gaines, the founder and the first president of the college, the position of treasurer. Dr. Gaines hesitated. I was another bachelor. At that time, Dr. Guy, Dr. Armstead, Mr. Stukes, and Mr. Dietman were all bachelors. The college could not afford married men. The top salary for men was $1,500, and for women, $1,000. Dr. Gaines' salary was $2,500. After 3 days of conference with Dr. Gaines and a talk with Mr. J.K. Orr, chairman of the board, I was asked the question, Mr. Todd, will you accept the place? And there began my 40 years of service to Agnes Scott. I married in 1915, and Mrs. Todd and I have lived in the same house on the campus since that date. The questions Mr. Orr asked me were, can you collect and can you say no? I replied that I could do both and that I would carry out the instructions of the board. I have followed those directions so well that for 36 consecutive years, the college had never had a loss on student fees. In 1915, our budget was $90,000 and small in comparison with $700,000 today. But then it was big. Dr. Gaines was a man of the highest integrity, and it was almost an obsession with him to keep his finances in perfect order. He was a gentleman and a real friend. He was retiring, fastidious in his personal appearance, a thinker, and a man of vision. He laid a solid foundation for Agnes Scott. Agnes Scott's second president was Dr. James R. McCain. Under his leadership, the college truly expanded. 11 buildings were erected. The 3 large dormitories were completely renovated and refurnished. A number of cottages were purchased, and some 50 acres were added to the small campus of 1915. Dr. McCain's simplicity and sincerity have won the admiration and confidence of many loyal and generous friends for the college. His daily life is his religion, and his courage for right is unlimited. To have been associated with him for 36 years was indeed a rare privilege that I will always cherish. I am happy that he is still interested in the activities of the college and is often on the campus, and I can always call him my true friend. As treasurer, I attend all meetings of the finance committee, which handle the finances and investments of the college. In 1940, the Trust Company of Georgia was employed as custodian of our securities and consultant on investments. We were told that our portfolio was the most outstanding one ever turned over to them. Our investments have always shown a profit. In 1951, Dr. Wallace M. Alston became the third president under whom I have served, and he seems dedicated to the same general policies of his able predecessors. He is taking every opportunity to do an equally outstanding job. I have witnessed the great changes in both the physical plant and in the financial strength of Agnes Scott. The assets have grown from $500,000 to $8 million. 3 wars and 2 major depressions have created grave problems in the operation of the college. There will always be difficult times, but with faith in God, they can be overcome. It has been a wonderful opportunity to have served under all 3 presidents of Agnes Scott, each of whom has made his particular contribution to the progress of the institution. May the years that lie ahead bring to Agnes Scott the blessings that have been hers in the past.
I am sure that the alumni of Agnes Scott College have not forgotten those who made life pleasanter and more comfortable for them in the dining hall, in the dormitory, and on the campus. This group, which maintains the buildings and grounds, has been under my direction since 1951, when I became business manager of the college. In December 1953, the college gave a banquet for our employees. At the head table were seated seven employees, whose combined years of service came to a total of 217 years. We thought you would like to hear from three of these people, whom many of you remember. For example, here's John Flint. John, how's the coffee in the dining room today?
Coffee was fine today, Mr. Rogers, and everybody seemed to enjoy it. And that made me feel good when the people seemed to enjoy the coffee that I make.
John Flint, head waiter in the White House and afterwards in the Rebecca dining room, is now head waiter in the new dining hall. How long have you been with the college, John?
Mr. Rogers, I came to the college on December 27, 1910.
And Wesley, when did you come to the college?
Mr. P.J., I came to the college 1923 in the month of October.
Wesley Stark is janitor, mail carrier, truck driver, and a little of everything. Is the steering gear working all right on the truck now, Wesley?
Yes, Mr. Rogers, working fine right now, but it do give me a plenty of trouble.
That's good. Here's Henry Simmons. You remember he is always on hand to cater for the parties and receptions held on the campus. He is furniture mover, janitor, and relief waiter. Do you do anything else, Henry?
Yes, Mr. Rogers, I see after the laundry and carry it and bring it to the dormitories.
How long have you been with the college, Henry?
Been with the college ever since 1928.
I believe you like your laundry work best. How many bones do you collect and deliver every week?
Mr. Rogers, I think it's around 360 bones a week.
And you know the laundry number, the room, and the dormitory of every boarding student on the campus. Whose laundry number is number 46?
Mrs. Kamaka. She lives in Rebecca Scott.
Henry's duties are many. So are Wesley's. Wesley, do you remember the last time the trash house burned down?
I do, Mr. Rogers.
Did the insurance adjuster scare you at that time?
Yes, they did. They scared me very much. They came in on me and asked me some questions. It was the last one I thought was down there, but I found out I wasn't after all.
John Flint is a semi-professional painter as well as a head waiter. You like painting, don't you, John?
Yes, I do, Mr. Rogers. Very fond of painting. Inside and outside painting is what I follow. All the decorating in the rooms, halls, and different buildings. And it's certainly been a pleasure to work with you, Mr. Rogers.
What do you like best about being at Agnes Scott, John?
It makes me feel proud, since I've been at Agnes Scott, to find such good Christian people at Agnes Scott, and that's why I'm there as many years as I have.
Henry, I guess you remember digging through the 24-inch wall to make an opening when we remodeled Rebecca Dormitory, don't you?
Yes, sir. Sure do. I remember that day. It took me about 2 days to go through a 24-inch wall.
I believe Wesley is proud to have other members of his family working at the college. Is that so, Wesley?
Yes, sir. That is true. I really am proud to know that I stayed there long enough to raise a son, and he worked there for a number of years, and also now have a granddaughter, and she's working there, and the faculty all tell me that she's doing awful fine work in the dining room now. I'm proud of that, Mr. Rogers.
Thank you. These and other loyal employees of Agnes Scott will always be glad to see the alumni when you visit the campus. I think you will agree that Agnes Scott couldn't be what it is without their interest and service.